This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. It is the DJV show. Doug is out today. The ladies ruling the roost. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls at our Uplink studio in Washington, D.C. And ladies, a big decision from the Supreme Court over the last several days has a whole new set of rules for those of us who like to do some online shopping. The rules state that online retailers now must collect state sales tax. This was a decision 5-4. And it overturns a 1992 Supreme Court precedent that barred states from collecting such taxes that could leave consumers paying more for online purchases as cash-strapped states can get new revenue. So this affects not necessarily the big sites, but this affects like the sites, I would say, like Etsy, where independent small businesses are trying to sell their products online. Right, Victoria?
Yeah, from my understanding of it, South Dakota can collect sales tax from online retailers like Wayfair, which was actually sued by the state for not collecting sales tax. Now, Wayfair, we know, is a big online company. Mm-hmm. The jingle is in my head immediately.
Yeah, just what I need.
Yeah, exactly. So it's one of those things. It's smaller than Amazon, a lot smaller than Amazon. However, Amazon does collect sales tax in certain states, mm-hmm. so some states are still getting away with this, or really the states aren't, it's the consumer who's getting away with it. But now this retail analysts say this is actually bad news for thousands of major online retailers, because now they're going to have to really compete with actual brick and mortar stores again. One of the nice things is you can sit at home on your couch, not pay sales tax, and shop online, and that may change. This new South Dakota law applies only to businesses with more than $100,000 in sales per year, or if they have 200 transactions in the state each year. So obviously 200 transactions, that's not a lot in 1 year. You would hope that you can keep your business afloat if you have only 200 transactions. So it looks like this really will include pretty much every online business in South Dakota. 31 states already have online sales tax of some sort, and it remains unclear what the remaining 19 states will do. But this is kind of, I hate to say this, but this has been coming for a long time.
Yeah.
As soon as online retailers have gotten bigger and bigger, we sort of knew this was going to happen eventually.
And this would apply to retailers that don't have these large facilities in certain states. Obviously, if there are warehouses or actual headquarters that are located in a certain state, they would be paying sales tax. This is, as you mentioned, for these companies that are operating mostly online and independently. And, you know, I'm so torn on this because I really do just hate and detest taxes of any kind, and I'd love to see us be able to do away with them and just create one big sales tax on everything. But that being said, this kind of does give these companies an unfair advantage over other brick-and-mortar stores who are being taxed at the wazoo. It does give them an unfair advantage against some of the bigger online retailers, and I'm so supportive of small business, but it does seem a bit weird that, I mean, I guess this is how they can encourage people to come to them. You save the money on the sales tax. It just doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. I know the people that were celebrating when this ruling happened were retailers like Kohl's and Sears and JCPenney and Macy's. However, they've already seen the damage done to their businesses, and so many of their stores are just closing down.
Yeah. And I think Etsy is the perfect example. This may end up being beneficial to real small businesses with maybe one brick and mortar store, not necessarily the big chain or big box stores. But, you know, the small businesses, and I live in Manhattan and I see it happening all the time. These individual boutiques are constantly closing. They can't afford the rent. They can't, so they've got it coming at them two different ways. They can't compete with Amazon and online retailers because you're saving on the sales tax. And then you've also got huge rent to pay. So, and employees who have to work in the stores. So this could level the playing field a little bit. It'll be interesting to see where it goes from here.
All right. Also, I guess in the realm of business, big business now seems to be celebrity liquor brands. That's a very big business. The number of celebrity brands in the liquor realm have gone through the roof in recent years. George Clooney's tequila company sold, I think that's, is it Casamigos?
Casamigos, yep.
For $1 billion. And the trend continues to go up. Who else has these liquor labels?
Well, Business Insider put together a whole list of brands that a lot of people may not know are actually owned or partly owned by celebrities, and they rank them by the average price of a bottle from cheapest to most expensive. At number 12 on the list was Drew Barrymore and her Barrymore wines. Her bottles average between $22 and $28. Now, you are our resident sommelier, so is Barrymore wine any good?
I have never had it. I've always wanted to. I've never tried it. I have tried, however, Fergie's wine, and she is not mentioned on the list, but Fergie has a brand of wine that, from Black Eyed Peas, of course, that is absolutely fantastic. It's one of the best Viogniers I've ever had, and that comes out of the Santa Barbara area.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, Barrymore wine, I don't know how popular it is. I don't know if it's selling well, but I certainly see Drew is really behind the brand, and she doesn't seem to just be a celebrity who slapped her name or her face on it. Apparently, she really is into it and is very hands-on. And a lot of the people on the list are very hands-on with their brands. At number 11, it's the Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt Miraval Rosé. That's on average about 20. I just had some for the first time last weekend. It is delicious.
People really like it. I've heard great
good
things.
I resisted trying it for a long time because I thought it was just going to be all hype, and it's not. It's really, really good. It is worth the price of the bottle. At number 10 on the list is Channing Tatum's Born and Bred Vodka, and that sells for $30. I did not know that he had vodka. Now, you know, I don't know if you know this, he has a bar in New Orleans that's actually a really popular bar called, I think, like Sinners and Saints or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that bar has been very popular for a while now. It's not surprising he has his own vodka, but apparently this is small batch American made vodka that I guess it's pretty good. If it's $30 a bottle, that's not cheap. Number 9 on the list was Justin Timberlake's Sauza 901 tequila. That sells for $36. I have had this tequila. It's okay. It's good. I don't think it's anything better than anything. I don't think it's amazing, but apparently Justin Timberlake was really into tequila. He named it 901 because he says any time after 9 p.m. is when the night gets started. That's why he named it 901. Literally, I did not make that up. He says from 901 on, it's game time. So
wow.
At number 8, another one I had no idea. Ryan Reynolds has Aviation Gin. It's $45 a bottle. And he apparently became such an enthusiast of this. He tried it somewhere. It's not like a British dry gin. It's a smoother gin. And as soon as he tried it, he said it was the best gin he's ever tried. And he had to buy the company. And he did.
Wow. I just had to buy the company.
Had to buy the company. Number 7 is Drake's Virginia Black Whiskey. That sells for $46. I am not a brown liquor fan, so I can't speak to this. But, hey, if Drake's name is on it, you know, I'm sure it's making money. Number 6, I have had this one, P. Diddy's Ciroc Vodka. That sells for $47. It's not bad. It's pretty smooth. Apparently, before Diddy got involved, Ciroc had the same formulation, and it was just a nothing vodka. It was a low-level vodka, and as soon as Diddy got involved, they doubled the price. Same formula, same product. They doubled the price when his name came onto it. Now it rivals Grey Goose. They're the two most popular high-end vodkas on the market. So,
wow.
The power of Diddy. Number 5, we recently talked about this one. This is Bob Dylan's Heaven's Door Spirits. It's a whiskey that ranges between $50 and $80. It's already sold out, so good luck if you can even find it anywhere. And number 4, Marilyn Manson has Absinthe Mansons. Which just sounds really bad. Are you an Absinthe fan?
I'm not. It's not good, and I don't know. I have no interest in Absinthe, really. But funny that he calls it the Absinthe Mansinthe.
Right. Props for originality.
Yeah.
Number 3 is Kyle MacLachlan's Pursued by Bear wine. Now, have you heard of this? Because this is news to me.
No, I have not. See, so many of these are on the list that we didn't even know had celebrity backing to it.
Yeah, that sells for $60 a bottle.
Hmm.
Which is, Yeah, it's kind of pricey. Number two is George Clooney's Casamigos Tequila, $68 a bottle. And number one on the list is Armand de Brignac Champagne, and this is owned by Jay-Z, $296 a bottle.
Wow.
The quick story behind this, he used to rap about Cristal all the time, which a lot of rappers did. The brand was not happy about rappers talking about Cristal all the time, and they put out kind of an offensive quote about they wanted to stop rappers from talking about them. Jay-Z said, well, fine, I will do one better. I'm going to buy this other heritage brand of champagne, and I will never mention Cristal ever again. And now he's got the number one highest priced celebrity champagne.
Well, good for
Jay-Z.
Him. They won't let you use it. Make your own. Another one I'd add to this list, I just had the John Legend wine not too long ago. He's got a brand called Love, L-V-E. And Jean-Charles Boisset is the one who makes it. He's Gina Gallo's husband. It is fantastic. If you get a chance to see it, it's a beautiful label. It's got roses on the outside. It's really, really good wine.
I have to look
All right,
that.
More up ahead is the DJ V Show at 17 minutes past the hour.
Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology, using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now, 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hey, it's Chris from Noro Coffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased Noro Coffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for Noro Coffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With Noro Coffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at GetNoroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
19 minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out today. Jen, that's me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen in for him. And ladies, Disney making a splash today at the box office. Already this year, on the domestic level, Disney has made over $2 billion, and we are not even halfway through the year yet. This is pretty big because of The Incredibles, too. That's made over $250 million after just a few days in the theater. So congratulations to the Disney company passing the $2 billion mark at the box office, and we're only in June. It is the DJV show at 20 minutes past the hour.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Swashbuckling, arr, matey. That's the theme music from Pirates of the Caribbean. And I think it's really funny. Before we get into it, a little sidetrack, it's DJ V Show. Doug is out today. Jen, Victoria, Kara, chilling at the controls in Washington, D.C. The ladies ruling the roost. And guys, when I go on vacation, I go to the Caribbean. But when I ride or watch Pirates, it is Pirates of the Caribbean.
I know, right? That is so true. Same here.
I don't know why. All right, so the story about Johnny Depp, this is really kind of crazy. He opened up in a new interview with Rolling Stone about his divorce from Amber Heard. He talked about his legal troubles, his financial issues, his drinking issues, and other topics. What did we learn from this piece, Victoria?
Well, basically, at the end of that divorce, he tells Rolling Stone, I was as low as I believe I could have gotten. He started writing a memoir. He said he would start in the morning just drinking vodka, and he would just start typing away on an old typewriter until he couldn't see the page anymore, which, okay, that doesn't sound great. But, of course, he and Amber Heard first met on the set of The Rum Diary in 2011. They got married in a private ceremony in February of 2015. And just over a year later, Amber Heard filed for divorce. It was finalized a year after that, January of 2017. It was a contentious legal battle. She accused him of physical abuse, and he, of course, denied all of that. It was really a mess. When they finalized their divorce, she gave $7 million of her settlement away to charity, which she had promised that she would do. They signed non-disclosure agreements, so we don't really know anything more than that. The same month the divorce was finalized, Johnny Depp sued his former business managers, basically saying that they had cost him millions of dollars, that they had mismanaged his money. They countersued and said, we didn't do it. You spend money, and you spent your own money. They claimed he spends $30,000 a month on wine. Now, his quote to Rolling Stone, that's a lot of wine. Now, his quote to Rolling Stone was funny. He said, it's insulting to say I spent $30,000 on wine because it was far more than that. Then, Then his business managers claimed in their lawsuit against Johnny Depp that he spent $3 million to have the ashes of his good friend Hunter S. Thompson shot out of a cannon after his death in February 2005. Now, of course, Johnny Depp played Hunter S. Thompson in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and he rebutted once again. It was not $3 million to shoot Hunter into the effing sky. It was $5
million. Oh, no.
I don't know if he's really helping his case here or if he was drunk during this interview, but it does make for a good read. It's in Rolling Stone. It came out on Thursday, so definitely check it out if you want to have a good laugh.
I can imagine he's obviously probably found himself at a pretty low spot. Remember, yeah. He would not marry his longtime love, the mother of his children.
I know.
And then Amber Heard pranced along, and all of a sudden he was getting married. He had totally changed his life.
And she was a lesbian at the time.
Yeah, so you can imagine. Well, he had to work for it. That's why men love to work for it.
Yeah,
so that's it. Has to be like, wow, you know, I did all of this and it still was screwed up. Wow. Yeah. All right. So Johnny Depp, you can check out that article. Michael Jackson also in the news. I'm excited about this one. Michael Jackson's Broadway musical is slated for 2020. This will detail the life of Michael Jackson, and it's premiering in 2020. It's a collaboration between the Jackson Estate and Columbia Live Stage. It'll feature Jackson's own music. Victoria, this is awesome.
Yes. You know, this is such a trend right now with Broadway. The Cher musical is opening up this fall. That will feature all of her music, and that will tell the story of her life. And people just can't get enough of Gloria Estefan's Get On Your Feet. That's been a hugely successful musical featuring her music and her life story. So I think when you have someone as beloved as Michael Jackson, this is a no-brainer. It's going to sell out probably instantly.
Yeah, his three kids, Prince Michael, Paris, and Blanket, are going to obviously benefit from this. But pretty exciting stuff coming to Broadway. It's almost as exciting for me as the SpongeBob musical. Sorry, 28 minutes past the hour. It is the DJB Show.
Hey, it's Chris from Noro Coffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased Noro Coffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for Noro Coffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With Noro Coffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at GetNoroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters. They cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave ventilation unit plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. More information at dryhomenow.com. That's dryhomenow.com or call 888-782-WAVE. That's 888-782-WAVE.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a strong defense of his hardline stance on immigration, President Trump said those illegally entering the U.S. shouldn't be brought to a judge, but should be sent home. Senator Elizabeth Warren says that's wrong.
We do have a system of laws in this country. And when a woman comes here with her 4-year-old son and says, I am asking for amnesty, I have been threatened by gangs in my home country, we should at least give her a hearing.
On Face the Nation, Congressman Elijah Cummings accused the administration of creating a false crisis.
We want to be humane. We want to make sure that these families are reunited after the president created this false crisis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The DJV Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria Kara Schillen in Washington, D.C. at our uplink site. Dougie is out today. And Victoria and Kara, we are going to hold down this fort. And I got to talk about this story that has been getting nothing but attention for the last week now. And that is the problems at our southern border. The zero tolerance policy implemented by the Trump administration, causing them to now reunite families that had been separated after parents were caught illegally crossing the border and arrested. There seems to have been a Facebook fundraiser that was taken up, and I always love these stories of people, instead of just being outraged or sad or happy about something, they actually get involved. Mm-hmm. Facebook started a fundraiser to reunite immigrant families, and it was only expected to bring in a few dollars, but this one far exceeded expectations. Right, Victoria?
Yeah, it's in just over 5 days, this couple, Charlotte and Dave Wilner, started a fundraiser on their Facebook page, and it started on June 16th, and the original goal was $1,500. The aim of it was to go to a Texas nonprofit organization called Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Services. They provide legal services, opportunities for education, social support for immigrants and refugees, so they wanted to send some money down to this nonprofit. Well, this is the whole separation from families and all this other stuff has become such a hot button issue. So many people donated to it. Over 400,000 people added to this fundraiser. They now have raised $16 million. And even Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook got involved and also made donations. And so the Texas nonprofit, it's called RAICES, R-A-I-C-E-S. That team posted on Facebook that they didn't even have words. They were just so overwhelmed by this. $16 million goes such a long way for a nonprofit like this. And so the goal is to reunite immigrant parents with their children and to, I guess, help with just the educational and living conditions down there. Because you have to think about it. These kids are not in school either. You know, so they have makeshift classrooms and they have certain things set up. But there's teachers there who are translating. When First Lady Melania Trump was there last week, when she made her visit there, she was going through an interpreter because the kids all speak Spanish. They don't speak English. So it's amazing, though, the power of people who really want to get involved and throw their support and weight behind something. $16 million is crazy.
Yeah, and this immigration policy, hopefully Congress will get it together and do something. This has become such a political chess game between Democrats and Republicans to try to find a real solution for what's going on down there. There's so many different laws, too, that a lot of people, I think, are misunderstanding what's really happening at the border. I don't think there's a lot of clarity because it seems like it should just be one executive order that solves all the problems. But what Trump signed just a few days ago, this executive order that reunites these families and allows them to be detained together doesn't necessarily apply to the kids that were already separated. And there are legal limitations on it. The Trump administration's already being sued, just like the Obama administration was. These are not problems specific to Democrats and Republicans.
Right.
This stuff happened
to
both administrations where they're saying that kids can't be held in detention facilities with their parents for more than 20 days. So you're kind of stuck with the idea, okay, do we let the entire family out? Do we deport the entire family? Or do we stop patrolling the border? What needs to be done and what President Trump is calling for is an extension to those 20 days so that you can keep the families together. You can still enforce immigration laws, but you can keep them in these facilities for longer than 20 days if they don't plead guilty to entering the country illegally. Most people who do plead guilty are sent back within like 24 to 48 hours. It's the people who are saying they're not guilty or that apply for asylum that are backed up, and that's where the days and days and days of waiting can begin. So it'll be interesting to see if there is any traction here. That when the Obama administration tried to file an injunction on the 20-day limit, they were denied. So legally, there are just so many things that need to be changed, and the only way to really do that is for Congress to get it together, start talking, compromise, and make a vote.
Yep. And that, and this goes back to, you'll probably hear lots of buzz about Flores versus Reno, and goes back to 1997. Yeah, and that's the law that they can't seem to get around. The Justice Department is grappling with that. Trump wants Attorney General Jeff Sessions to try to request him modify the Flores settlement, but that could take a long time. None of this stuff happened. The wheels of justice, you know, turn very slowly, so none of this can happen really quickly. And so if Trump's request to extend that 20 days is denied again, then where are we? Where does that leave us?
And that's why, you know, I was pulling my hair out when Trump signed this executive order, because I thought, okay, this puts a very temporary Band-Aid on an issue.
Right.
And it's not because I don't want to see kids reunited with their families. Of course I do. I don't think there's a normal thinking person on the planet who wants to see these images. But you can't just keep putting these little pieces of scotch tape on a boat with a hole in the bottom of it and expect it to hold. And, you know, if you look at the lessons learned under the Obama administration, he tried to do the exact same thing. His administration tried to fight this Flores decision. They were not able to, and so that's when he started catch and release, which was not good for this country, because catch and release is essentially giving court dates to people who are in the prison system and saying, hey, we'll see you back here in 3 months. that never happens. These are people that just sort of disappear, and that's what starts to break the system, especially in border states like the state I live in California, where then your state becomes kind of overrun.
Right.
And it's just, it's tough. And this is not an easy fix.
It's not. And that choice back then that the Obama administration made, okay, so we're going to do catch and release because the alternative is separating kids from families, which they didn't want to do. The Bush administration didn't want to do that. The Clinton administration didn't want to do that. No one wanted to do that because look what happens when it happened. Mm-hmm. It's been just a national outrage, and it is the law, and it's such a complicated issue.
And it seems like when it comes to immigration or the Second Amendment or some of these emotional issues, there's a lot of people that like to get you fired up on both sides of the aisle, yet they don't want to put their name on legislation that makes change.
Yep.
They don't want to be held accountable for decisions, and we have to, as citizens, we have to tell them we've got to do something. It's not going to be perfect. Democrats aren't going to be 100% happy, and Republicans aren't going to be 100% happy. But when it comes to immigration, I think the number is like 72% of the actual pillars of an immigration reform plan are agreed on by both Republicans and Democrats. So why can't we start there? Why can't we at least start where there is some commonality? It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. As we continue, it is 42 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
In today's automotive news, Subaru launched their full-size 7 and 8 passenger SUV called the Ascent. It was designed for America and is built in Lafayette, Indiana. The Ascent comes with Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive. And with only a four-cylinder engine, I was expecting less power and less dynamic driving. But the opposite was found. The Ascent has the ability to tow up to 5,000 pounds and makes the perfect road trip vehicle with 19 cup holders. It starts at $32,000 and is my choice for a perfect family vehicle. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show, and though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile, but the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well, that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile. And in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Not all sugars are created equal.
The real sugar we should worry about is added sugars.
Dr. Donald Hensrud heads up the Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program and is the author of the Mayo Clinic Diet Book. He says added sugars account for a big portion of calories in most people's diets and are one of the main causes of weight gain. But there are sweet treats that don't have any added sugars. Fruit.
It gets a reputation of being high in sugar, but a small piece of fruit is only about 60 calories. There's a lot of water, there's other nutrients, there's fiber, so there's many other beneficial things in fruit.
Not only will sugar from fruit not cause you to gain weight, it likely does the opposite.
Studies have shown when people increase their fruit and vegetable intake, their overall risk of gaining weight decreases because they're not eating something else that's higher in calories. In general, on the Mayo Clinic diet, we recommend all the fresh or frozen fruits and vegetables people want to eat.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
ED. It's embarrassing, and the prescription drugs can be so expensive. $40 or more a dose. That's too much. Recently, I was introduced to the nicest people at Marley Drug in North Carolina. It's a pharmacy there with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Speak to a pharmacist at Marley Drug. Call 800-601-0310. 800-601-0310. Marley Drug. 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria Karashilin at our controls in Washington, D.C. Doug is out today. Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn holding down the fort. And Victoria and Kara, this story is, I still can't believe it exists. Do you guys know about the site Ashley Madison?
Yeah, the cheating site.
Yes, and that was when a lot of politicians went, uh-oh. Uh-oh, our names are going to be released. Ashley Madison is a site where if you are a married person, you can go online and you can be matched with like-minded people who are looking to have marriages, or I'm sorry, relationships outside of their marriage. According to Ashley Madison, they said the number of signups spiked in certain cities over the last year. Cheating husbands and wives are a little more common in certain areas of the country than others, according to this report from infidelity website Ashley Madison. This report reveals the cities that had the most member signups per capita in a release that they shared just a few days ago. So are you ready to know where people are cheating
Lewis?
Most?
Yeah. Want to make sure my husband's not on this list.
New York is on the list. Uh-huh. However, it is not the city with the most cheaters. The list of the top 20 cities with cheaters in it, according to Ashley Madison, number one on the list is Seattle. Seattle, Washington.
Really?
Maybe because they're depressed with all the rain, you think?
All the rain. Looking...
Makes
guys horny, I guess.
Yeah. Number two on the list is Denver. Number three, Dallas. Number four, Philadelphia. Number five, San Jose. My hometown, Los Angeles, California, is in the top ten. It's at number six, followed by San Francisco, Houston, Charlotte, and Austin.
Hmm.
Now, for us, the ladies and I, we're spread out all throughout the country. Victoria, New York City comes in at number 15 on the list.
For and women Kara, looking to cheat on their husbands.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Kara, number 18 on the list is Washington, D.C., which totally surprises me.
Yeah, I was
like going to
say, yeah. I feel like I'm actually in a good city for one thing, I guess. Wait, so this is women looking to cheat on
this
their...
This is just spouses in general, women and men looking to cheat on their husbands.
Hmm. Well,
yeah. Ashley Madison says that it has 54 million member accounts, and they say a little over half of these users are female. So, you know, it's not just like we can blame the men on this. This is a phenomenon for both men and women. I'm curious, though. Would you guys ever use, let's say you're in a bad marriage, would you ever, and Kara is not married, Victoria, you are recently married, and your husband is wonderful, and you love him. But would this be ever an option for you to just say, gosh, I really want to get back at him. I'm going to go online to Ashley Madison and try to meet someone?
I don't know. I can't really wrap my head around that. I feel like, on one hand, yes, it might be easier because it's sort of already set up for you and you don't have to have a conversation with someone that you meet at a bar. Hey, I'm looking to cheat on my husband. You know, it's kind of like it cuts out all that guesswork. So I understand maybe the appeal of it, but I don't know. Would you?
I guess you don't have to beat around the bush, right? Because everybody
right.
on Ashley Madison knows what you're there for. But
exactly.
I just think, you know, the good old days, like when the guy used to have to actually, like, work to woo his secretary or something. What happened to that? Am I just waxing nostalgic for those days?
That's hilarious. Yeah, like the Mad Men days.
Yeah. You know, you take that three martini lunch, one thing leads to another, what's going to happen? I don't know. I just feel like when you're putting it all out there and, yeah, you know that this place has been data breached before.
Right.
Your name is you know, ingrained in history as a cheater, so.
That data breach brought down a lot of high-profile marriages, too. That brought down a couple of the housewives. That almost brought down Snooki. Oh, yeah. Snooki's husband, Gianni, was on there.
No.
And so, yeah. And then that was a whole big thing. One of the housewives of New York City left the franchise because her husband was on. Do you remember Kristen, the blonde girl?
Yeah.
She was kind of boring. Well, her husband was on it. And you could see on the show, like, their marriage wasn't that great, so it wasn't really surprising. But, yeah, it's, you know.
I admit, I was on it for, I never paid for my membership, but we had the guy that runs it on, and I had to see what it was all about. It's awful. All right. Just for research purposes, I swear, Jeff. At 50 minutes past the hour, it is a DJV show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here in my car, I go sleeping so cold. I can lock up my doors. It's the only way to live in cars. Here in my car, I can love and receive. I can listen to you.
It's 53 after the hour. It is the DJ V Show. I am the V. I'm Victoria Keelan with Kara Schillen at our controls in our studio in Washington. And that music signals that it is time to get some car talk in. We have Nick Miles, our auto expert, one of our friends of the show, and he gives us all the updates on everything that you need to know about your current car and maybe your future dream car. Hey, Nick, how's it going?
Good morning from a plane in Atlanta where I spent the night last night.
Are you stuck in Atlanta airport?
Yeah, no, I'm actually on the plane out of Atlanta. I was here last night because Chevy dropped some really big news. After it has taken a hiatus for a few years, they reintroduced the Blazer to the United States. Now, this was one of the vehicles that really threw America into the large SUV trend. Mm-hmm. It continued for many years. The Blazer was a family hauler for many of us when we were growing up. We saw a bunch of them on the road. As the cars got bigger and gas got more expensive, the Blazer disappeared. But last night, Chevrolet introduced the Blazer back to America, and it looks amazing. Perfect family vehicle, loads of storage. storage space. The cool thing is it has a new storage system in the back where you can change the size of the rear trunk. So I don't know if you've ever gone shopping, Victoria, and found those soda bottles rolling around the back of your car.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Actually pin the, they'll pin the soda bottles to the back of the seat so they
finally
can no longer roll around. Yeah, finally.
Finally, someone has invented that.
Yeah, right? How long has it taken? Soda bottles have been around for 100 years, and now they can actually store them safely in the back of the car.
Now, I'm a Chevy driver. My husband and I have a Chevy SUV that we really love. My whole family has actually turned into a Chevy family. And the Chevy Blazer, the old-school Chevy Blazer, to me is one of the coolest-looking vehicles that America's ever made. I love like
that boxy
kind of cool look to it. Does the exterior still maintain that integrity?
No, it's still a large SUV, but it's not like the old one. In fact, Chevy have found a massively successful formula with their new SUVs, the Traverse, which is kind of a size bigger than the Blazer. So if you're familiar with the Traverse, the new Blazer is kind of just a two-row version of that. That Traverse has increased its sales by 80% this year. So they have found the formula that makes American families very happy.
Now, I have a Chevy Trax, which is the smallest Chevy SUV, and then the next step up is the Equinox, which sounds like that's about the same size as the new Blazer. Are they going to replace the Equinox with the Blazer?
The Blazer sits between the Equinox and the Traverse, so it's sort of a size bigger than the Equinox. So it's like a whole family. You line them up together, everything from the electric Bolt up to the Tahoe, and they all sit one by one by one and get a size bigger each time.
Wow, that sounds great. Now, when will this hit the market? When will these be on the lots?
Okay, that was the good news. The bad news is you're going to have to wait until next year at least until it hits the market. They did introduce it last night in Atlanta. It does look really incredible, and it's going to have tons of really cool tech, but everything that has to be, you know, really cool, we have to wait for. So you'll be looking at it in 2019 as a 2020 model.
So actually, that might be time, because we've got a 2016. That might be perfect for us. That might be the right time when we'll want to upgrade. So that's good news.
You on the list.
Yes.
I'll tell Chevy that you're interested, and I'll have him call you.
Thank you, Nick Miles. Hey, it's all about who you know, right? So I also understand you've got some Tesla news. Tesla had kind of a big week this week, right?
Yeah, they did. One of their employees leaked some documents to a journalist that showed that some of the numbers that Tesla have been reporting are actually not true. Now, this has horrible implications for Tesla. If it's found to be these documents are accurate, that then becomes a securities fraud for them, and Tesla could be in serious, serious trouble. The big news is, of course, that Elon Musk couldn't let this lie and was emailing the employee back and forth after he'd already issued summons to sue him. And so now all those documents were printed yesterday by the Washington Post. This could mean a huge nail in the coffin for Tesla. If these papers are genuine, it means trouble for Tesla because they haven't been honest about what they've been telling us about their production.
Now, is Elon Musk, is he culpable in this too? Did he know that they were fudging the numbers, or was he just attacking this one person?
You know exactly how it works. Everybody does. The boss ultimately may have not known anything about it, but because they're the boss, they have a responsibility to know about
it.
So Elon clearly knew that something was up because his emails between him and the employee yesterday were pretty vicious. And I would tell you, I wouldn't like to be in Elon's shoes today.
Oh, bad news for Tesla. Nick Miles, thank you so much, our auto expert.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.